Because somewhere, someone will ask the Christmas questions. What's the big deal about the baby in the manger? Who was he? What does his birth have to do with me? The questioner may be a child looking at a front yard creche. He may be a soldier stationed far from home. She may be a young mom who, for the first time, holds a child on Christmas Eve. The Christmas season prompts questions. I can remember the first time I asked those questions. I grew up in a small West Texas town, the son of a mechanic and a nurse. Never poor, but certainly not affluent. My dad laid pipeline in the oil fields. Mom worked the 3-to-11 shift at the hospital. I followed my brother to elementary school every morning and played neighborhood ball in the afternoons. Dad was in charge of dinner. My brother washed the dishes, and I was in charge of sweeping the floor. We boys took our baths by 8 and were in bed by 9 with permission to do one thing before turning out the lights. We could read. The chest at the foot of our bed contained children's books. Big books, each with a glossy finish and bright pictures. The three bears lived in the chest. So did the big bad wolf, and 7 dwarfs, and a monkey with a lunch pail, whose name I don't recall. Somewhere in the chest, beneath the fairy tales, was a book about baby Jesus. On the cover was a yellow hayed manger. A star glowed above the stable. Joseph and a donkey, equally big-eyed, stood nearby. Mary held a baby in her arms. She looked down at him, and he looked up at her. And I remember looking at them both. My dad, a man of few words, had told my brother and me, "Boys, Christmas is about Christ." In one of those bedtime, booktime moments, somewhere between the fairy tales and the monkey with the lunch pail, I thought about what he had said. I began asking the Christmas questions. In one way or another, I've been asking them ever since. I love the answers I have found. Like this one: God knows what it is like to be human. When I talk to him about deadlines or long lines or tough times, he understands. He's been there. He's been here. Because of Bethlehem, I have a friend in heaven. Because of Bethlehem, I have a Savior in heaven. Christmas begins what Easter celebrates. The child in the cradle became the king on the cross. And because he did, there are no marks on my record, just grace. His offer has no fine print. He didn't tell me, "Clean up before you come in." He offered, "Come in, and I'll clean you up." It's not my grip on him that matters, but his grip on me. And his grip is sure. So is his presence in my life. Christmas presents from Santa, that's nice. But the perpetual presence of Christ, that's life-changing. God is always near us, always for us, always in us. We may forget him, but God will never forget us. We are forever on his mind and in his plans. He called himself Emmanuel, which means God with us, Matthew 1:23. Not just God made us, not just God thinks of us, not just God above us, but God with us. God where we are, at the office, in the kitchen, on the plane. He breathed our air and walked this earth. God with us. We need this message more than ever. We live in anxious times. Terrorism is living up to its name, terror. Violence hangs over our planet like a dark cloud. Think about the images on the news, the senseless attacks, the bloodshed, the random acts of cruelty. And as if the malice were inadequate, there is the fear of another recession. We seem to